There's really only one true blessing, and that's loving. Loving is really the only blessing that I know. When you live in that and you know that, you know everything is perfect as it is because it is all of loving. That's all there is. If that's all there is, there's only one blessing. But all these other experiences and details are simply just all the little sparkles of the one great light. All the little sparkles that we sprinkle, the stardust. They're just particles of the one great light. We call them blessings. And they are, because we see them as all individual little lights sparkling and all these little blessings, all these experiences. But they all come from one light, from one blessing, from one experience called loving. Called loving. And it's just simply the movement and the expression of that loving that lights up life and creates all the sparkles. If we can begin to look at life, if we don't know it for ourselves right now, that truth of living in the soul and what I'm sharing here, if we begin to just look at life as that could be possible, maybe what he's saying is true. You know that phrase, seeing is believing? What do they do with it? Believing is seeing. So maybe if we can allow ourselves to begin to see it that way, we'll believe it. And then as we believe it, we'll see it the way it really is. The way that I'm sharing today is the way that I know that. It has been an amazing journey, spiritually, inwardly. Physically, too, sometimes, but that looks so pale and dull in comparison to the inner spiritual journey. So remind yourself to begin to look at the sparkle in life. Begin to see the sparkles, all the sparkles in life. Even in those dark areas, because isn't it interesting? When is a Christmas tree the most beautiful? When it's dark out. Because that's when we see the brilliance of the lights much more so than when it's light, daylight out. Think about that. It really is a matter of perspective in how we view and perceive things. So take these things that we talk about. Play a game with it. Make it fun. Don't force yourself to see it differently. Make it fun. Begin to play and allow yourself to begin to perceive and see things differently, the sparkle in life. Look for that sparkle in all things, especially in those things where you think there's no way spirit's in that. There's no way there's the light of God in that deep, dark place. But remember, that's where the Christmas tree lights are the most brilliant, is where it's most dark. Because that's where we can see the greater brilliance, the greater sparkle, is in that backdrop of the darkness. That's where we always see the greater beauty. So remember that this Christmas and through the whole year and through your own journey, through your own tree of life. Christmas, Christ Mass, the birth of the Christ is truly the birth, the awakening of you in consciousness to your own soul. Know that. Take off the religion part. Take off Jesus the Christ. Take off the name and realize what it is, how it is, how it comes about. Know what that is. It is simply you awakening to the truth of who you are as that light of soul, the star. You're the star of your own life. Or the angel at the top of the tree. Don't be afraid to let go. That's one of the greatest fears that keeps us always focused into the world, trying to make our physical lives work because we're too afraid to let go, thinking it'll get worse than what it is. It's when we finally let go of trying to control our physical lives, that's when it finally gets better. Because when we let go, we're free. We're free. It is that freedom that we want on the spiritual path of awakening. Because it's only in freeing ourselves in that way do we really, truly ascend and realize the greater freedom of spirit. And I want to put this out there in saying this. When I say let go, I don't mean just letting go of certain physical situations and changing them. That can be happen too. You could let go of a relationship, a job, a car, and an old piece of jewelry, a piece of clothing. Sometimes that's part of it. But that's not what I'm really talking about. I'm talking about letting go of the attachment, the have to, the need inside of you that you have with whatever it is physically out here. That's the part that you get free is when you let go of that inside. I used to get rid of things physically in my life a lot as I was journeying up the tree thinking that's how I get free, right? Get rid of all these things physically, have a simple life. I traveled for years with hardly anything in my physical having, I guess. It was nice, simple on a physical level. But I still had all this baggage that I was carrying around internally. It's in letting go of that internal baggage, the need, the have to, the greed, the want. Those are the inner attachments that we're talking about when we say let go and let God. And now as I've let go of those inside, I got so used to years of things letting go physically that it took me a few years to let go inside and then things don't change physically. So keep in mind that even letting go inside, sometimes things physically may not really change. But inside, it's very different. Because that's truly where the freedom is inside of you. And you can have that in any moment, whenever you let go of anything inside of you. really get what I'm saying. You have to look inside to even know what it is that I'm talking about, to even know what those needs and have-tos and wants are inside of you, to be able to even realize what's running you and what it is you can do inside of you to let it go. And then, when you do let it go inside, what do you feel? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you experience inside of you in that internal process of releasing and letting God? It's totally internal. Not making it about the outer, not making it about what you have or don't have, what you do or don't do, who you're with or who you're not with, who you are or who you're not. Look at all those things that we are so caught up in, but just inside of ourselves. Sometimes we feel so trapped physically, but where is it we feel being trapped? Right here, inside. It's so amazing and funny at times when all of a sudden you have the experience where you realize what's going on inside and you let it go. And then all of a sudden you feel and see and experience the freedom and the joy that comes in. And then you laugh and then you go, what? That was so simple. I can't believe how simple and easy that was and how all this time I've been doing this and that's all it was. That's all it was. It seemed like such a big thing before. But now it seems so small. And it was just all inside. Think about it. Think of something in your past, even if it's your recent past. Say if it was a job or a relationship or somewhere you lived or a pet or some physical material belonging you've had that you loved so much. You could never see yourself without it. And now it's gone. You don't live there anymore. You don't see that person anymore. You don't have that piece of clothing anymore. And that process you went to before it was released, sometimes agonizing, painful. But then it releases. You don't have it anymore. It's gone. A couple years go by, or even a couple days or weeks. You move on. Think about it. What's it like now? Are you ecstatic? Are you free? Maybe you were in the beginning. Or maybe it was even a sad parting. Well, look inside and see where you're at now. See if there's any more of the care, the want, the need, the have to. Because it's in looking inside and realizing when that is no longer inside of you is when you are truly free. That's the neutrality. There's no more attachment, no more have to or need. It's like, oh, okay. In a sense, you can say you don't even care anymore, but not in a malicious way. You just don't care as in you're no longer attached and you have an agenda or an expectation of what you want it to be. That's the difference. So pay attention to all these things in yourself. Because you know if you're attached or not. You know if you have an expectation. You know if you're caught up in it. You know if you really want it and have to have it. And you know when that's not running. You know when there's loving. You know when there's freedom, when there's joy. And you know when you can still participate in things and still have that freedom and joy. Whereas maybe before you thought, I can't even get near that. No way. That person, forget it. I can't even be around them. It's what I used to think. I've even separated myself from people at times. But as an experiment, consciously knowing what I was doing, because I said, yeah, okay, so some physical distance would be nice, because when I'm around them, I go into reaction. So I separated myself for a while, gave a little space, you know, time heals, time and distance. Gave a little space, a little time. But during that time, I started doing the inner work of loving, accepting, and forgiving whatever that was inside of me that was going into reaction. And as I healed that reaction, it freed up all those things inside of me that were creating the reaction. They weren't creating the reaction. It was something inside of me that was creating the reaction with them out here. And so as I went inside and kept loving and accepting and forgiving, and I kept doing it over and over and over for weeks and months, little by little, some days a movement would happen, and other days nothing would go on, but the days nothing would go on, I kept looking to learn what was there. What is the opportunity here in this lesson inside of me? And it was in the looking and wanting to learn. That was my prayer. That's what I was asking for. Okay, Lord, let me see, let me learn, so I come into the understanding of this part of my life. What is the light, the learning, the silver lining? And as I looked for that, did I find that light that began to shine in the challenge? And man, as that all of a sudden started to awaken in me, the lesson was clear, I saw what I learned, and then I actually had gratitude rather than resentment. Actually, gratitude for those experiences inside of me and the person out here that I felt myself in reaction with. I actually started to love them. But it was really that loving inside of me, the gratitude I had for moving into that freedom and learning that lesson inside of myself. Karma done, complete. Test over, graduated, celebration time. And then, in that freedom, I found myself being able to be around the person I was once in reaction with. And oh yeah, I could still feel their process. They necessarily didn't change. But I did. And I could actually be around that person I used to be in reaction with, because now I was free inside of myself and no longer went into the reaction like I used to. It's a whole different perspective. Was it really them doing it to me now? Is it their fault? No, it's because I took responsibility to create the freedom inside of me so that I could be wherever with whoever and still live that freedom inside. That's what I'm talking about as far as being attached or detached is inside. When you're free and detached inside, you can still be around people that maybe you could have never seen yourself being around. You can still be aware of these outer patterns and processes everybody has. But when you're free inside of you, it is a very different experience. But it's all inside. And that's where the awareness is. That's where you awaken to it. That's where you know it is inside of yourself. So don't make it about here, whether you're by somebody or whether you're away from somebody. And let it be okay no matter what the process is you're going through and what it takes for you to go through your process to find your freedom. Sometimes you separate yourself and get a distance, time and space, a little bit of time, a little bit of space. So you can start to now do the inner work, because if you're always in a reaction, it's a little more challenging. But if you can create a little bit of space and time for yourself to get out of the reaction, so you can now really go into the loving, because what did I say? You start going into the star of loving, and then it overflows, and that light goes into all those areas within you, around you, and even into the world. And that's the blessing that begins to heal all things, because that's what creates the freedom. That's how we do it. And so as you do that within yourself, you'll begin to know. You won't even have to ask. You'll just know that freedom and what that experience of freedom is. If you're not sure, begin to look. Begin to ask. Lord, show me. Show me the freedom. Show me the attachments. Let me see. Let me learn. You've got to be willing to look, though, if you're going to ask. And it's sometimes not easy. But I want you to know the blessing in being willing to learn, being willing to walk through the processes that it takes to get free. So many of us will deny, not look, not be willing. All we're doing is keeping ourselves entrapped. Even though it can seem challenging and hard at times, it can also be light and easy. And it will happen. It'll get light and easy, just as I was saying earlier, when we get to that place. I'm not going to even say be courageous and be strong. I'd rather say be open, be willing, be vulnerable. And yes, I know being vulnerable means even being open to be hurt. But believe me, you can even find freedom from being hurt in the way that I'm talking about. So know that tree of life, there exists one within you in your inner kingdom, and there exists another one on the outer kingdom. It's all the same. One's really little, one's really big, but it's the same. As a kid, I used to love climbing trees. It was fun. Find that joy again. Bring the joy into the challenges. Bring the joy into the joyful things. Because it's not all negative. There's both the negative and the positive. So bring the joy, the light of spirit into all of it. Light up your Christmas tree. Truly, when you pray, know the prayers are answered, but this is the way they're answered, is when you get to the star. That's the real answer to all the prayers. Because I know this time of year there's a lot of praying. There's a lot of expectations, obligations that people have. But if you can begin to approach all these things inwardly with your eye on the inner star, is where it'll be a whole different experience this year and every year. It's funny because a lot of the prayers are answered as we let go of those prayers, of whatever it is we're praying for. It truly is in the letting go that we allow that greater light of God into and through all things to answer the prayers. Put it to work this year. Let that be your gift to yourself and even to other people. Let that be the gift, the spiritual gift, that divine presence. So give out lots of Christmas presents this year. Lots of them. You know, it's so fun because this time of year, I know a lot of us go into, well, it's become so commercialized and material with all the physical Christmas presents. And I pulled back from that years ago and just really focused more on the inner. But then I started to feel separation because everybody else was participating in all the outer. But in the separation is where I had the space, was able to go inside and start to realize more the greater light of loving. But in that greater realization, I realized I also did not want to be in separation with what was going on out here. So I started going back into the world and participating. Just like the coins for kids. That's an outer physical thing we do. We buy all these presents to give away. How's that for commercialization and materiality? But where are we coming from when we do it? When I started going in and doing, even buying gifts and giving them away, when I did it from that spirit of loving, it was a whole different thing. I had fun then. Even doing these physical, material things, I found the joy in doing all that. Yes, Christmas is about all these physical presents. But we can bring that divine presence into those physical presents because of where we come from within ourselves as we participate. So realize it has nothing to do with how much or how little as far as physical parties, Christmas gifts, or anything you do. It's where you're coming from inside of yourself that'll make the difference with how you participate with family, friends, all the Christmas parties, all the gifts or lack of gifts. Realize that's where the difference is if you are living from that spiritual gift, that divine presence within you. Bring that. No matter how little or much you have to give physically, bring that and see the difference it makes. I remember when I didn't even have much to give. It was wonderful when I could move into that joyful, living, loving presence inside of me and just show up. Hearing people saying, thank you for coming. And I'd even apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't really have any gifts to give. They'd like, be like, oh, are you kidding? We don't care. Thank you for coming. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being who you are and coming and sharing who you are with us. That's the real spiritual gift. So share that gift. Let that be the holy days, the holidays, happy holidays. Bring that. That's the greater joy, where Christmas and all year come alive. And it'll be fun and joyful. No matter what you're doing, no matter how many presents there are. Merry Christmas.
Very true.
You got 5 minutes. I'm getting back for last week.
Well, I will say this, that I'm going to ask Bill actually to make this into a CD eventually to put out, and I would invite you to listen to this periodically online even, or download it to your iPod or whatever, because in this talk was several key areas that if you begin to listen and begin to put into practice in your daily life, you'll see change. You'll see your life transform. You'll begin to see the inner of the truth of who you are awaken and come forward, and you'll begin to see how to step free of all those attachments and all those attractions and all those things of the world that seem to hold you in bondage. You'll break free. And there were several keys as he talked today that really was very important for all of us to hear. So I would ask you to listen to it on CD when we make it available. Listen to it online now. We'll have it up in a couple of weeks. And just for your information, we're reformatting and adding to the website over the next couple of months. And we will actually be able to have on the audio portion a place where you can bring down the image from the drawing up here, as long as we remember to take a photograph of it. So one more thing in the world to remember.
One step towards video.
But we're just expanding and adding to make the website a little bit more interesting, a little bit more usable, and meaningful as you do utilize it. And that's my talk. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and hope you come Saturday. We'll be having a wonderful time, I'm sure. There's always plenty of good food, so come hungry. Please come hungry. It's a potluck, Christmas
yes.
potluck.
Christmas potluck starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And otherwise, we'll see you Sunday or whenever. And did you have something, Laura, or are you just stretching, celebrating? Yes.
All right, well, thanks. We'll see you next time.